Okay, so I've heard you've been down to Nick Clegg's offices today. What time did you go and what time did you come back?
We went down about 10:30 this morning to kind of present them with a big card, sort of commemorating sort of the increase in tuition fees last year. And we just got back about sort of, you know, 15 minutes ago.
Was that your idea?
Yeah, it was part of kind of the student union's kind of priority campaign that that students chose as being our focus this year. And we're doing some stuff around kind of, you know, the increase in tuition fees and the white paper.
Did you have any reaction from the people at Nick Clegg's office? Did you actually physically give them the card?
Yeah. We sent some representatives from the Students' Union down, and we spoke to some journalists down there as well and presented somebody from his office with the card. Fortunately, Nick wasn't there himself to kind of accept it, but we sort of passed it on and she'll relay our messages and give him the card as well.
So they didn't really say anything to you?
No, we didn't kind of expect her kind of turn around and go, he'll definitely do what you want. But she took the card on. She said she'll pass it on to him, so you know he will get the message that was in there from us. So.
Okay. Could you just reiterate the union's stance on what Nick Clegg's done to tuition fees?
Yep. The whole thing was about kind of, you know, commemorating a year since the increase in tuition fees and a year since the Liberal Democrats kind of betrayed students and voted in favour of increasing fees despite saying that they wouldn't and sort of signing a pledge saying they wouldn't. You know, students still feel very kind of, you know, betrayed and hurt by kind of what Nick Clegg did. Many students in Sheffield voting for Nick Clegg particularly. So it was about that, and it was also about kind of, you know, pressuring Nick Clegg to use what influence he has within the government to see if he can, you know, change the white paper that's going through at the moment. The Business Innovation and Skills Select Committee came out and said that what the government are doing is too much too quickly, and we really kind of, you know, hope that he takes that advice on board and sort of, you know, puts the brakes on it and does what he can to kind of, you know, save education.
So Nick Clegg, he still can change things for university students in UK.
Yeah, part of what the government are doing in higher education is kind of come in the white paper, and that involves, you know, proposals about kind of, you know, privatisation of education, also about kind of, you know, cuts to numbers, cuts to funding, things like that. So we're calling on the government to kind of reevaluate what it's doing with that, because that hasn't gone into law yet. So that is something that they can do now and sort of, you know, put the brakes on and stop that from happening.